Okay, tonight's 62nd halacha slot. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person should check out and separate the tzitzis. He should separate his tzitzis one from the other before making the bracha. So you say, okay, you know, all right. And indeed, the Mogen Avraham says, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it'll mean you'll be late to minyan or whatever, so don't do it, you know. And the Bir Halacha explains, because the Mogen Avraham holds it's only a zecher to when you had to separate the lovin from the tcheles. So it's only a zecher, so it's not really that important. Then the Bir Halacha says, but the Gra holds that it's very, very important, that the whole shame tzitzis, the heftz of tzitzis call it, is when they're separated. And if they're mesubach one and the other, you cannot make a bracha on your tzitzis. Bir Halacha says, and it's very important, therefore he says, indeed, to take the Shulchan Aruch seriously and to separate the tzitzis before making a bracha. The Achronim are not sure if the Bir Halacha mean later Achronim. Does he mean just don't make a bracha? Or does he mean, mamish, you're not going to be yotzei, and it's like you're walking around with a four-cornered beged even without tzitzis, or it's just a chumra lagabi the bracha? But it's something very that should be taken seriously, and you don't make a, and the Bir Halacha says you don't make a bracha if they're not separated, each one, and he implies that you should miss minyan, which many people don't have trouble doing. You miss minyan in order to separate the tzitzis, or you miss a ride that's going to take you to minyan or whatever. Shabbos, the Shari Tshuva says, it's not so posh, you can do it on Shabbos. What's that all about? Tikkun moneh. If indeed it's not good when it's mesubach, so maybe it's mesakein moneh if you do it on Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Halicha Shlomo, they have Rav Shlomo Zalman saying that if it's taka mamish mesubach, that it's a tircha to separate it, it's a shaila if you can do it Shabbos. But if it's just regular mesubach and you could separate it without tircha, you know, you just go like that, then it's not tikkun moneh.